Well, good morning and howdy. President Young, I appreciate your acknowledgement of the College of Veterinary Medicine and the Stevenson Center. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to speak to say how much we appreciate the honor that we were given when then interim president, Dr. Mark Hussey, asked us if we could and would provide for Reveille's care during her retirement. And when Dean Green and I went over to meet with him that morning, we had no idea except that we were going to discuss Reveille. And he asked, you know, would we be willing to do it? And my answer, without even looking at the dean, probably preempted her, said, absolutely, because I'd always thought that's where Reveille should live, because that's what we do. But that was no reflection on the previous four. I know Reveille 4, 5, 6, and 7 had all lived in private homes, and I had the privilege of knowing every one of those people that took care of the Reveille, which is kind of unique, and it's no reflection on them. But anyway, we did, and we discussed that, and those that are not familiar with the center, I think Joseph told you what we do is take care of people's animals, mostly after they're deceased. But to do that, they leave an endowment, and that's the funds, because we're privately endowed, and that's how we operate the center. And so that led to the discussion where President Hussey says, well, what sort of endowment are we going to have to set up for Reveille? And I said, absolutely none. We would be honored to take care of her. Here again, I kind of preempted the dean. But anyway, she certainly was agreeable to that, and it certainly has been our honor. I think it turned out very good. I think that we worked well with the cadets of E2 and tried to make her available to them to visit her anytime they want. We made her available as long as we could, and she could attend the formal events of the unit, and she still was a part of their unit in her retirement. At the staff or at the center, and Ellie will go into that a little bit more in detail, but we have a staff of 5 people, 4 veterinary students that live at the center. And this is only 500 yards from the teaching hospital where her care was all provided. And this gives me an opportunity. I'd like to recognize Dr. Stacy Ekman, who's been the veterinarian for the Reveille's for how long now, Stacy? At least 6 or 8 years, I know, that she's been totally responsible for their care, and we appreciate all that she's done. At the center, Rev had a little different situation. Instead of having 60 or 70 cadets, she normally had about 15 other dogs and 17 or 18 cats that were her housemates. And so that was a little bit different probably for her lifestyle, and I think Ellie will go into that in a little more detail after me. I think they've already been acknowledged, but I'd also like to thank and acknowledge Russell Dyke and Julie Hendrickson from the Jewel Collies for providing so generously a wonderful, wonderful mascot to this university. I told General Maris last week when we were talking, I said, you know, we made a mistake. We should have cloned Reveille 8. And I think he certainly agreed with that. She was just absolutely wonderful. Anyway, I appreciate the opportunity to say thank you on behalf of the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences and the Stevenson Center for allowing us to care for Reveille 8 in her retirement. And hopefully we have earned the right to care for Reveille 9 when she gets ready to retire upon her retirement. But I thank you for this opportunity.